Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning here.
Good morning.
It's, you know what? I can't hear anything this morning.
What's going on? I don't know why.
I don't know. Why does they go up and down like that from one day to the other? Is it because you've turned, something's not turned up over there on the other side?
No.
Well, yes.
Fine.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
How come? Okay, can you hear better now?
It's okay. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning here on, what is it? Is it Tuesday already?
It's Wednesday the 4th.
Oh, my God, it's Hump Day.
Oh.
What are we going to do about that?
Well, you know what? That's tough to remember every day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Oh.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's Hump Day.
Woo-hoo!
You happy now?
Yes. Actually feel complete.
Well, you know what? Every Wednesday, you know what Linda has to hear.
I think what happens... Oh, yeah, right. You're the one that is...
I started it, but you don't know. Now you're the one comes in and go...
You're Mr. I know it is. Mr. Routine.
Okay, it's 45 seconds to air, and there's still nobody in here. I was a little worried about getting you guys in here.
No, we're making it. We're making it. Hey, good morning, everybody. Okay, we're rocking now.
Yeah, here we are.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob's here, and Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody. Of course, I'm going to give you a quick read on the weather, but my God, Indiana primaries last night.
We have a long time to talk about that today.
Oh, boy, do we ever. It's currently 62 degrees. I don't know if you've been outside or not, but there's ominous clouds on the horizon.
Ominous.
They're gray, and I just couldn't believe it. When I went out this morning, it was like, whoa. Either the skies are going to break open, but it does say 40% chance of showers today with our highs of 79. Now, that's kind of, a warm day, muggy, I may say. Tonight, chance of showers with 54. Tomorrow calls for 50% chance of showers. Oh, my God, Cinco de Mayo, do we want it to rain? With our highs of 75, Thursday night calls for a low of 46. We're going to go to Friday, again, chance of showers with our highs of 78. Now, when the weather is, the temperatures are high like this, and it's, you know, you've got this, rain looming, it just seems to be humid. We actually put our air conditioning on last night. Thursday night, it says a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a low of around 56 with southwest winds around 6 miles per hour becoming north after midnight with the precipitation of about 40%. Again, Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after noon. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again. And then we go to Saturday with chance of showers. And I guess we should just feel really blessed. May Day and May, first part of May, showers.
If you are headed south on I-5, keep your eyes open. Heavy band of thunderstorms moving right up the I-5 corridor. Looking at the weather, KCNR weather radar, lots of heavy activity right now right around Willows. So be aware of that.
Okay. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. We're kind of in this weird. It's warm, the heater's on, and
it's just great to be a Shasta Gas propane customer.
Period.
Yeah.
Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Love on these guys, folks. They support our weather every time we read it. They're wonderful people. They support veterans, and they give senior discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, everybody, good morning. Okay, we're rolling now. A lot of things to talk about. Oh, let's just start off with what happened last night.
Okay, so we were watching some tape shows.
Well, no, but those were live, as I looked at it later.
Yes, but we were watching some other performances last night. Okay. We were watching some taped shows that we had taped.
Oh, okay, I see.
And then I said, okay, we really need to see what's come in at the Indiana, the primaries. Oh, my gosh. And then Cruz dropped out.
Yep.
We said, wait a minute. I jumped off the bed. Wait. Well, are you kidding?
Oh, there was no path for Cruz at that point. And at that point, Trump had linked his dad to the assassination of JFK somehow. I'm not sure how he did that. But, here's the thing. Trump won going away. Kasich's still in there just in case something happens like that. I'm not sure why he's still in it. Cruz is out. Say, hey, look, we gave it our best shot. Trump had nice things to say about Cruz afterwards. The first nice things he's had to say.
He said he was a great competitor.
Strong, smart man who's got a great future.
Great future.
Cruz is able to appeal to a one group of people, but not as much as he thought he could. And it was conservative evangelicals. And so the thing about it is there a spot for Cruz? Yeah, but he's got to find a way to broaden his base there. Now, here's the thing. When you listen to all the shows afterwards, everything's about Trump. Everything's about Trump. And if you go to MSNBC, it was almost a comedy listening to these people. They couldn't say enough bad things. It was this one woman. It was actually drool was coming out of her lips and dripping onto the microphone. She was so rabid.
She was
as
rabid.
Were most of them there. Trump. Except for Steele,
yeah,
who used to be the former head of the RNC that got that. And here's the thing: is you've got to ask yourself.
Very charming.
Under his command, the Republican National Committee. They took back the House and the Senate, and then they fired him. I'm still not sure how that happened. Anyway, so here's what happens with Steele. Steele looks at him, and he's just, he's looking bemused. I mean, they are just like a bunch of little, it's like the dog park in the little dog side. You've got 12 little dogs, mostly white, maybe one of color, all yapping around, and they run around up and down the fence yapping. And I'm telling you, I mean, these people are just like, their eyes are red, drool, and Steele's looking at him. And he's kind of like, you know what? He's kind of sitting there. He's quiet, tie on.
Everybody yelling over each other.
Everybody yelling, and he goes, wait a minute.
Let's reset.
He says, right now, the whole election just got reset. And they all stopped, and they stared at him. He says, the primaries are over. He says, it's now time to start. He says Trump will turn and start directing his forces at Hillary. And
yeah, but what about Bernie Sanders? Go ahead.
Let me finish here. And when he said that, all the little yappy dogs go, and then they stopped. And then they went, well, he doesn't have a chance with women. Really? Are you sure? And it was just absolutely beautiful. Now, what about Sanders?
What about Sanders? Sanders beat Clinton in Indiana. Sanders is reaching. And they would have thought this Jewish curmudgeon, 74-year-old guy.
74-year-old self-avowed socialist.
But, yeah. And
no,
so,
that's what he said. Chris Matthews calls him that.
Yeah. And so, which is fabulous, by the way. He reminds you of your cranky uncle. But, a lot of times, and as well as it's the same kind of thing as what you call whatever people have their names for Donald Trump, is that when you think about somebody who could possibly sit at your table that's a family member or somebody who's running a business, who could be crass, who could be, politically incorrect, but you still have a spot in your heart because man, they get the job done. And I'm saying that is what is appealing to some for Sanders and some for Trump. And it's coming out. The people are coming. I love it.
Here it is. Here's the young
That's
people.
That's what I love.
It's young and not so young that are supporting Sanders. And this is, there's a couple comments I want to make when we come back. Why Clinton really needs to kind of worry about this. If she's not worried now, and which I think she is, this is something the Democratic Party needs to take a look at. But we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. And Agent John Scaife over there, who is kind of like the head man over there at Properties by Merit, but he has a lot of experience negotiating all of his clients. He takes care of them like they're family. There's not a better person to find when you're out there trying to find a house, trying to sell a house, trying to find that perfect place that you want to have, whether it's a professional building or your own home. Check out his website at pbmerritt.com or call him at 338-2112. John Scaife, Properties by Merritt. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning here on the 4th of May.
For Congress 2016.
With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline. But I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher paying jobs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. That was me jumping in. I'm excited. It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
I have this delicate balance between popping the mic when you say something you really don't want to go out over the air and catching your
first words. That's true. Well, I haven't been saying any bad words.
7:19 in the morning, and the morning's not over yet. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Bob, hop on back in here. Now, you were listening to BBC and then to NPR.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had a correspondent in Terre Haute, Indiana, and they talked to a variety of people. But then, of course, at the top of the hour, the news switched over to NPR. And the thing that struck me was they're sitting there just chortling and laughing and essentially calling all these people who voted for Trump complete idiots, morons, and uneducated fools, not in so many words. And I'm thinking, you know, you smug SOBs need to be very, very careful about what you say, because when you insult us, when you say that we're down and out, that's when we stand up, stand together and go, oh, yeah?
Well, I think what they need to take a look at is what's happening.
It's true.
With, you know, the GOP is reinventing itself this time.
Thank you.
And that is something that people need to take a look at. You know, we're saying is that, hey, look, the GOP is saying we need to sweep and clean this house out. You may not like it, and it's going to be rough, and it's going to be any time that you take a, can I say this, a disease out of your body?
Yes.
Say it's a cancer that's grown to the fact that it's forgotten who when they get elected, who they're supporting. It's painful. It's messy. It's chaotic. But when it's finished, you're stronger. Now, the Democrats are sitting over there running people, a 68-year-old woman who has been in politics for 20-something years.
Her whole life.
Her whole life. She has got baggage like you can't believe. She tells coal miners, I'm going to put you out of a job. But I'm gonna bring business back to the Appalachia area. Are you kidding? It's a lie. It's a lie. What are you going to do? What is your plan? What is your exact plan on how to do that once you shut down? And you didn't say coal business, Hillary. Hillary said coal miners. I'm gonna put you coal miners out of business. And when they called her on it, I misspoke. Well, no, you didn't. That's exactly how you feel. And so you're going to take the coal energy. So meanwhile, we don't have anything in between to take, you know, for clean energy. We don't have enough of that yet. We don't have, they're not counting renewables as a dam here.
You can't shut something down until you have an alternative.
There you go. And we don't have those alternatives. We don't have them in place. And yet we're forcing people out of business, and we're raising the cost of electricity, but they don't care because, see, they're taken care of already. They're not on fixed incomes. They're not part of the people. This is the slowest growth than we've had in 5 years, maybe six. Less jobs this last quarter than any time in the past 6 years. Less jobs, that new jobs being produced. You know, when you take a look at it, where, you know, it's the same platitudes. Look at the problems these big cities are having. They are Democrat-controlled cities. And now here we are in California, and we have an opportunity that on the statewide elections for the United States Senate, there'll be two Democrats running. Two Democrats running because they control the apparatus in the state. There won't be one Republican running for a state office. Is, you know, because if it's the top two vote getters in the primaries. Now, the Del Beccaro was on yesterday. The guy's got good ideas, but he's Republican. And he's running against two women Democrats for the United States Senate. You know, if people get out there and support him, then maybe there's a chance that you'd actually have a Republican and a Democrat. But they're saying, well, no, it's what the people want. Well, here's the problem that we're having up in Northern California. And not just Northern California, but in the inlands of, once you get 50 or 100 miles east of the ocean, you have these same problems with everybody. You've got people in the major population centers there that have no concept of what people are doing out away from the cities, making all these decisions. And the ones that are precinct or two city blocks in L.A. have more voters than all of Northern California. Come on. So here we are, stuck with this, and it's Democrats. And so it's the same Democrat machine that with Hillary and that Hillary's pushing. Well, now here's Sanders. He's coming in with all these new ideas. Frankly, you know, you talk about Trump coming to the dinner table. Sanders would be a hoot to have for dinner one night because he would be just like he is. He'd be pointing his finger at you. He'd be saying, what's wrong with this? He'd be saying, everybody does need this. It needs national this. We need to do this. We need to do that. Here's the thing. He's beaten Clinton. And now Clinton has to push further and further to the left to try and get those. But here's the other part. They had people walking the streets, you know, there and handing out brochures. And this was not like an 18-year-old. This was like, this lady was probably in her 30s. You remember that? And she said, I'm not voting for Hillary. No. I'm tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. They talk about people not voting for Trump. Well, there's a lot of people that won't vote. And this was a woman that said this. I'm not going to vote. So I just won't vote.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils. I'm just not voting.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, but that is what's happening. This is where we are in our political system. People look at who's running, Clinton and Trump, and say, well, which is the one that's going to be the, you know, which one is going to be least worse?
There's a lot of
least
people.
Least bad. I mean, where did that happen?
There are people who are going to vote for Hillary simply because she's a woman. And they're going to think that, you know, we've been beaten down enough. We've been beaten down enough. And, you know, they would, many of them remind you just as, you know, it's about, you know, liberation or equal rights. And it's the woman. It is the woman card. People are going to be proud carrying Hillary women card carriers. And, you know, we saw it last night. We jumped around on all the different news channels, all the outlets. And there was one particular woman who reminds me of very much like Hillary, and just said that you know, that Hillary is going to be the first woman. So there are a lot of people, a lot of women, powerful women, that are going to vote for her just because she's a woman.
Right, but here's what Joe says, and this is good. Oh, by the way, welcome Joe, Jimmy, Jarhead, Dr. Maria, RTE.
Morning, everybody.
So many people there, but Joe says the lesser of two evils is still evil. There you go.
A good one.
A friend of mine who is quite the commentator puts it in a succinct tone. Where are the statesmen? Where have they gone?
Here's where it is. If you're truly an honorable person, I think Ben Carson was an honorable person. I don't think Ben Carson was ready for you know, I mean, I don't think he was ready for what was happening.
He wasn't
there.
Ready for dirty
but
politics.
But look at this. There was Condoleezza Rice. To me, she seemed like an honorable woman. But I don't think she'll ever get back into it. Clayton Powell.
Colin Powell?
Colin Powell never went into it. Now, you know, and because there's things that, because once you start, they will tear you apart.
And your families.
I mean, they're publishing photos of Trump's wife that was taken years ago. They weren't nude photos of her, but she was nude, but nothing was showing, if you know what I mean.
Right.
She was a model, and that
was part of her life. But they're showing that. Now, you know, the whole thing is that when you get into politics, especially at that level, you are just, your life is gone. Look at what they went after his sons. They've gone after Chelsea before. They've gone, I mean, they're you know, there's nothing that's not fair game for journalists today.
Well, it's always been that way. People talk about how horrible it is lately, but you look at newspapers
from
50 or 100 years ago, it was just as bad.
Well, in 150, 120 years ago, they were calling them names on the front page.
Yeah.
And then challenging them to, at least you could challenge somebody to a duel. Somebody says something about your wife, you go up and slap them in the face, and you meet at dawn.
It's always been.
And you can just say, okay. Now, want to apologize? You want to finish this? You know?
I think, though, that the corporations, though, when you start putting those sums of money into these things, it skews the process. And I think that Americans are starting to say, you know, this whole thing, this whole game is rigged.
You know, well, here's, okay, if I was a Democrat, and you know what, and people sometimes forget that, and because sometimes I forget, and I have to make this clear. If I thought the person on the other side was the honorable person saying, you know, with the right ideas, I don't care who it is. I hope that I would.
You'd vote outside?
I'd vote outside the party in a heartbeat.
Because sometimes we're independent. You want the
best for our country.
You want
the best for our country. So, but when you know, and so when you see things, you know, happening and you're going, well, how could this be happening? How can we be here like this? And it's not just Republican and Democrat. But if I was a Democrat and I saw what was happening, here's this curmudgeon of a guy who's fighting it out, and he started by himself, and he didn't have anything. He was putting up signs with duct tape, you know, behind him. You know, on the TV, his sign was up with duct tape.
Yep.
And look at him now. He wins Indiana. He's going into California. And he's going against the apparatus of machine that's been there, against against the Democratic machine. If I was a Democrat, I would be so upset with this superdelegate thing where he wins a state and yet she gets more delegates, because it's the apparatus. It's the people that they handpicked to make sure that their person gets the nomination for president.
Maybe that's going to change after this election.
I hope it does. They changed drastically before. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Just in there yesterday. Great selection of all types of firearms there, whether it's a bolt action to a semi-automatic rifle, a sporting rifle, everything, anything you need for shooting. all the accessories, all the ammo, all of that. Bastiani Arms, and plus the fact that they have two great gunsmiths down there, John being one of them, of course, John Bastiani, and saw his wife yesterday. She is just, you know, John is so, they are so cute together. And, you know, like he'll say something like, you know, he wants to do this, and he's got the, and she's just looking at him going, and she says, and you can just see in her eyes, like you have in yours, going, okay, I think we can make this work. Anyway, John Bastiani, great place down there, really great discounts for veterans. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Buy local, stay local. Give them a call, 222-8222. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's 27 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 4th of May. 62 degrees going up to 79 today. It looks like we're going to be getting a lot of rain here the next couple of days. 605-4567 is our phone number. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds that can help you keep your house cool this summer with their choice, working within your budget of draperies, blinds, shades, shutters, anything that you can think of or that they can think of that will help keep your house cool because it keeps the cool air in and the hot sun out. Give them a call, 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com.
7:34 today on this beautiful 4th of May. Tomorrow, of course, Cinco de Mayo. But today, our Our current temperature is around 62. A chance of showers today and tonight with our lows of 54. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we're very, very excited about having our next guest. Of course, the one who makes it all happen at the Cascade Theater, Jenna Laird. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we just was like, when you came in the door, we were just like gushing about the Mary Poppins experience. I still get chills when I think about how wonderful. And when on the way home, we were saying, excuse me, Carl, can you believe this was not a national touring show? These were all local people, and the energy of the nucleus was amazing.
Thank you.
You're waiting for, yeah, well, you know what?
It's, can't say enough.
Frankly, you've lured me back.
You Yay, know, that's great.
And you know, I don't go to a lot of theater productions, and just for, you know, that's just me. But every time I've gone, I have thoroughly enjoyed myself, and so now I'm just going to have to keep going, maybe to all of them. Maybe I'll find myself enjoying every one of them.
You it's know, a so. Great escape. I hope so. It's wonderful. That's what theater is created for, is an art form of escapism.
Yep, absolutely.
Well Jenna, what's going on? Tell us, what's on your mind today?
Oh, a lot is on my mind today. The Cascade is really revving up for a great season. We finish out our 15-16 performance series with the HD Cinema series of Norma, which will happen on May 22nd, the San Francisco Opera. And then we gear up for next year, and we just have lots of exciting things. We just switched ticketing systems at the theater, so it's a brand-new ticketing system. It has a ton of opportunities, and as a patron, I think the purchasing experience will be quite pleasant and easy.
Great.
And we... I can't spill the beans about much that's happening next season
Gosh.
Yet.
Why? What about local stuff?
Well, all of our local rentals are penciled in until after we confirm our performance series because of the artist contracts out there, whatever dates
we
offer.
No, I'm talking about what you're going to do.
Oh, but
frankly,
we know Boss Skaggs is coming.
Boss Skaggs is coming July 13th.
I thoroughly enjoy what you get involved in, and I think everybody does. So
thank you.
What's your big one next year, can you even say?
I can say that, yes. Well, of course, we have Cascade Christmas, which is our holiday tradition that we'll do, and that will open Thanksgiving weekend and then run the following weekend. And our spring musical this year is, drumroll.
Okay, wait a minute.
Boom. Oh, nice. That's a good one. Tarzan.
Okay. Just help us see that.
Okay.
Well, the music I hear is from by Phil Collins.
It's the entire score is by Phil Collins, which is really, I mean, he is amazing. He is just such an iconic musician. And, you know, Phil Collins is so incredibly sentimental and heartfelt, and the story has a lot of depth. It's about bringing two worlds together and about how we all have one thing in common, which is love and the basis of humanity. And so Phil Collins has done a great job with this. If anyone is at all interested in what is this about, I don't know, just Google Broadway Tarzan and just watch the trailer. It is amazing, and we are going to do our best to surpass that.
Okay, now Mary Poppins, we had Mary Poppins flying through the air.
She was flying.
Are we
going to
be seeing Tarzan swinging, you know, across the stage or anything like that?
Of course.
Of course. Okay, just want to make sure.
He has to, We can't have Tarzan without it. I do believe that Tarzan is really going to test our limits as far as bringing a lot of physicality and a lot of acrobats. And we want to have kind of like a jungle gym type set. So people are always climbing on things or crawling under things. It'll be a very active show. You know, Peter Pan was on the verge of being active like that as well, with people popping up from the floor and crawling down. And so I think Tarzan has a lot of potential for that as well.
What's the age group in Tarzan? I mean, your characters.
Well, they range in all different ages. I mean, the monkeys or the gorillas are all different ages. Of course, there's a mother and a father, but there can be young ones as well. And one of the main stars is Tarzan when he's young. Young Tarzan, you know, a young teen boy somewhere between the age of 10 and 13.
Wow.
Which some boys out there I know already know that Tarzan's coming, and they've been working out. They've been working out.
Does he age during the
He does.
He does age. Okay.
He starts off as an infant, a discovered infant, and then he goes into a young boy, and then he becomes a man.
Are there costumes in this such when you start talking like with the because I've seen other things on stage that it's not, you know, it's still it's faces, mm-hmm. which, you know, with kind of like suggested costumes.
So the age is going to be makeup? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be okay.
I believe that there's going to be a huge, the makeup for the show will be quite intensive. I mean, I guarantee we're going to have several airbrushing stations down in the green room, and we'll probably invest a lot in researching that. But the costumes, as far as interpreting a gorilla, yes, they will be a little bit interpretive. And that's what they did on Broadway. I mean, they didn't hide the fact that it was a human wearing some...
Right.
Some like shaggy pants, and I'm a gorilla, it's all about their mannerisms and about how they deliver it.
It's the suggested part of it. Yep. That's what I was thinking of how it was going to look like that, too. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Google Broadway Tarzan, the trailer, because I think we're already racking our brains about how we're going to tackle this one.
Okay. This is going to be exciting, and I love it, because when you're up to the challenge, it's going to be great. So we know Boskax is coming. What's the date for that?
July 13th.
Okay, so July 13th.
And you have to become a member if you want to buy tickets early.
And they go on sale.
Memberships are on sale now.
Right now.
But the first level membership will have access to tickets May 10th, the second level by May 12th, and then the following week they'll be open to the general public.
Okay, so May 10th. Great Mother's Day present, by the way. It's just a membership to the Cascade, and that is a fabulous Mother's Day present, by the way.
It is, and you've got different levels.
We do, memberships start at $50, and they can go all the way up, however much you...
Is that a family membership or a person? In other words,
it's an individual membership.
Individual, okay. Mm-hmm. So a family of two would be $100. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And...
Because it takes two seats.
It takes two seats.
Yeah, but then you get you get early release to any concerts.
Yes, and with the performance series that we're lining up for this year, I would highly recommend it, because I guarantee there's going to be some names that... haven't been here before that you're going to be quite surprised about and really thrilled about. Wow, that's coming to Reading? So we're really, I can't say anything yet.
Oh, boy.
I know. So, but if anybody is able to go to our website and subscribe to our email list so that you can get those e-blasts when those artists become released, that'd be great.
So how do we do that?
You can just go to cascadetheater.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a little button called subscribe. And you can click on that and enter your email address, and you will be added to our marketing email list. As well as, you know, we do send out in the mail our season catalog, so you can actually flip through and save the date on the dates you'd like to go.
We did a wonderful job on Mary Poppins again. And, you know, I think if you saw Mary Poppins and you felt like we did, give us a call, 605-4567, and just do a shout-out to Jana, because I know that... everybody that we knew went to go see it, just thought it was just thrilling. And also, we both said to people, run, don't walk, to go get your tickets, because this is a great performance. So all of the shows that we've seen at the Cascade that have been local productions have been great, as well as the international tours that come through, all of them.
Thank you. And, you know, I do want to take a quick second just to say thank you to the incredible team that we have in place, because it's not me. It's definitely not just me. There is an army of people that are incredibly dedicated and incredibly talented, from the directors to the costumes to the assistant producers and the props people and the cast. I mean, everyone just works so hard, and it's a testament of everyone's hard work together. So,
but and a good leader... will always say that, because a good leader always has great people working for them. A great leader has great people working for them. But it's being able to put it together. And you have this quality of being able to pick the right people for the right jobs, put them in the right jobs, and then coordinate them and have them be moving forward in such a way that they enjoy so much what they're doing. In a business that's it doesn't pay them. You know, in many cases, it's volunteers, but you've instilled in them a desire to be the best they could possibly be and to reach new heights. So we're applauding you for that. Yes, you have absolutely fabulous people and absolutely, you know, the people that stand up to be in these shows and all that. But you deserve a big thanks from our community, Jana, for everything you do there.
thank you, Carl. That's very nice.
Well, I'm very sincere about it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. John Laird and Cascade Theater.
I'm ready.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. Now we'll keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, 13 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, 62 degrees out there, going up to 79 today. As Linda says, ominous clouds above
ominous
us
clouds
moving in. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business. And let me tell you about it. Veterans get huge discounts or get great discounts at, I shouldn't say huge because I don't know what huge is, Espresso Joe's. And then any type of coffee or macchiatos or lattes or any of those things that people drink like that besides coffee. Right there at Espresso Joe's, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California.
Inside the store, you just walk
inside the store.
Inside the store,
just walk on the other side.
It's like two stores connected.
Yeah, and you also have a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All of this, Tobacco and Brew, again, better-known business, open 7 days a week, does a lot for our community in so many different ways. Joe and Shelley, super people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We're here with Jenna Laird from the Cascade Theater, who is the, I guess, you know, you are the
general manager and producer, CEO.
El jefe.
I'm not the CEO.
Woman in charge.
We were just talking about that how much time people put in on this. on the you know, on all these shows, and that you have a lot of times it's the same people, but you've got a, it seems like a never ending groups of people that just keeps coming in there. I mean, where do you find them all? I mean, this is, I mean, you've got some big productions there and people that actually can do all these things.
You mean as far as our company production?
Yeah, your company production. I mean, the ones on the outside, okay, this is what they do. I mean, you expect them. But you keep bringing in all these, you know, all these bigger and bigger productions, people flying through the air. I mean, I can't wait for Miss Saigon to come in and see how you're going to handle that helicopter.
You know, well, I don't think we ever keep our doors closed. We are... We're very inviting. If, you know, people come to the theater all the time to the box office and say, I want to volunteer here. How can I get involved? And when they find out that there's opportunities besides ushering and box office, there's things behind the scenes, you know, there's a ton of people out there that are really interested in helping sew a costume or make a prop or move a set piece or audition. So we always keep our doors open and we never limit the opportunities for people.
Who's your feeder groups for your entertainers? You must have, I mean, like Reading School of the Arts or you know, the Jefferson Starship or all these.
It comes from everywhere. Okay. There is not one in particular group that is more obvious or pulls in heavier from out the outside. No. Our auditions are very diverse. I mean, we get people who have auditioned every single year. And
wow.
I've never gotten a part.
Really?
Or there's people who audition every single year and they are cast every single year. Or there's people who, like Brad Pike is a perfect example. He has auditioned for us every single year. And then he nailed the main role of Captain Hook.
He was so
You just never know.
Right. It was great.
Every show is different. Every show's needs are different.
You find that niche. Okay. My secret.
Okay. Fantasy.
My secret.
Go
fantasy.
Ahead. Say it out loud.
Paint your wagon.
Okay.
Oh, that is a good show.
I can sing as well as Lee Marvin.
You mean Clint Eastwood?
No. Well, I could probably sing as good as him, too. But
I was born under a wandering star.
Okay. If I had a big choir around me like he did. I think he had, in fact, the...
That's a good
one time I saw.
That's a good suggestion.
But I tell you what, Paint Your Wagon would be a super...
Do you think you could commit yourself if you auditioned?
If I... Well, you know what?
My, Jenna would have
chances,
to work with your pitch.
Well, first of all, Jenna would be very... She's a very nice person. If she would let me down, Jenna. So I understand that. You know, maybe even a little email said, Carl. You know. Anyway, but I think something like that, Paint Your Wagon.
That's
would
the
be
hard
just,
part about auditioning.
Yeah.
You just always know that I may not get picked. And
I've auditioned
it's tough
for things.
Because if you've been in that world, it's just like, oh, God, I'm going back. And it's,
well, I saw you audition when you were trying
well,
out for something, but that was, and you got it. But it was, I just saw how, yeah, I mean.
I didn't really.
You're throwing, I mean, you were burying yourself out there. And you've done this before.
Auditions are very intimidating. Yeah. But, I mean, it's such a healthy process, too.
It is healthy.
Because it tests your physical limits, and mm-hmm. it tests your endurance and your confidence, and I would just encourage everyone to at least go through the process once. It's quite a humbling experience.
Right. Very.
I can imagine.
And like I said, every show's needs are completely different. Mm-hmm. So even if you've never auditioned and you're scared to death of it, like Liz Kramer, the one who played Mrs. Banks, she has never auditioned for us before.
I know her. She's adorable.
She is adorable.
And she had a great voice.
She even looks like...
Oh, my God. Her mannerisms. She was mm-hmm. wonderful.
Which
yeah.
One, no, she played the...
She played the mother.
She played the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
she,
boy.
I thought she even looked like Julie Andrews a little bit. I know it sounds funny. But no, but she...
Julie Andrews
even though,
didn't play the mother.
I know she did, but I thought that
yeah.
she looked... Anyway, so she's never auditioned before. She played a great part.
Absolutely. That's. Yeah. I really encourage everyone, if you at all have any desire to be in the show or be a part of this company, please come out and let us know who you are. And what's great about auditioning, too, is that even if you are not cast for that show, your audition still sticks in our head. And when you come and audition again, we'll say, remember his audition from last time?
So every many time stories of that.
I know.
In Hollywood things.
Fantastic.
You know,
yeah.
But, yeah, as far as keeping our doors open and our opportunities open, I mean, we always try to encourage our actors to have a positive experience at the theater. So we do bring in people from L.A., from New York, from all over the world to help with enriching the experience. So we have choreographers that have come from LA. We have people who worked for Disney to come and help with Peter Pan. And we had someone, again, from Disney come to help with the Supercalifragilistic song for Mary Poppins. And our cast gets a really great experience.
Almost sent you a text at, I don't know, 10 or 11 o'clock at night one night.
Said, send me a text.
I'm sending you a text at that time going, okay, now how do you get that song out of your head?
Yeah, and I was saying, these people have jobs. Some of these people have jobs. What do you,
you have a real job afterwards.
I mean, that's what I mean. I was thinking on opening night when we were there, the night before opening night, which I thought, now it's 10 o'clock. How do these people wind down so that they can be good for the next day? Because it would take me completely over, body and soul.
That's why adrenaline's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Adrenaline is a beautiful thing.
That's right. You have enough of it, and eventually end up in PTSD. So, okay. We got like 4 minutes left here. We've said, people, you've already missed it, Mary Poppins. You've missed it. So, too bad. Okay. So, you got to look at the next one. We got Boss Gags coming. We have, who else? Oh, you can't say?
Oh, you can't say. So you come on the air and just say it's a team.
Well, I'll tell you something. In our season catalog, you will see another invitation for our signature gala. So we will be doing that again this year. The date is still to be determined. But if you missed it this year, we encourage that you come again next year.
One of our people came in and bid 3 different times on stuff, but he had a limit, but he even went over the limit on these signed...
That's fantastic.
The signed posters, the lobby posters, and he just loved it. And he said, but he was willing to give all types of advice to people that when they got on how to take care of them, because he has a collection of these. So, anyway, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
You know, Jenna, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And for providing, and people that say, I hear it occasionally, but not as much as it was 7 years ago. Oh, there's not anything. Oh, gosh, there's nothing here to do. Ah, blah, blah, blah. There's something to do all the time. And we have some great culture. We have some great theater. We have theater at the Cascade. We have things coming in all the time. You're bringing in stuff. It's great. And the Cascade's there also to support our community.
Absolutely.
With everything else going on.
Don't miss the opera on May 22nd, the beautiful opera from the San Francisco Opera Guild. It's a 2 o'clock show. And actually, I'm going to be giving tickets away for that. Norma. And if you haven't seen the opera series in HD at the Cascade Theater, it's really something else. It's really very educational. I know that we've experienced it before, so we encourage you to go. As well as if you're thinking, my mom, what should I do? Or, a special gift is coming up. Membership. CascadeTheater.org, or go to the box office and get your membership. And then these secrets that you've got, that you're sitting on, maybe we'll get a little inside, because you don't want to announce them yet, because the dates aren't solidified. You'll get first call, if you will, first call on tickets when you're a member.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, you get the final words here.
I just want to thank you guys again so much. I want to thank you for supporting our community, and it's always so great to see you guys at the theater, and thank you for your support of the Cascade, and...
Well, you know
I
what?
Just love you guys.
We love
you. Thank you. You know
there's
what?
A lot of love in this room.
Well, you know what? You've got me back into it. That I'm sold on what you do and what you provide for our community. So we will be there, and we will have people come in with me.
Yeah.
And I have auditioned before, not like you guys audition. Mine had something to do with swimming and being able to shoot.
Oh.
So, but it's not the same thing. But I tell you what, it's scary. You know what? I've watched it, I'm just watching it and watching people. You're right. You are burying yourself out there.
Completely.
But also Kevin Costner, who played a small part in that one movie. In fact, it was his body. Got him casted in Silverado, which is one of his breakout pictures by that same director who saw him and watched and said, you know what? He's going to be good for this. So it's exactly what you said, that you may not make that one, but Jenna's watching you.
I'm watching you.
You're in her database.
And also thank you to your husband, Alan, because I know it takes a team.
It does.
Yeah. And your kids are just like, we're born in the trunk. You know, the song, kids are born in the trunk. Which back in the theater.
Remember, we asked that one time, what's Jenna doing? She's backstage giving birth.
Yeah. As well as everything else, the pregnancy thing went out. So.
Hey, when we come back after the news, we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation and the new leader of the EDC. We're going to find out what his plans are to move us forward. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. There are many punches thrown at a fight, then there's a knockout blow, and that's what Indiana University political science professor Edward Carmine says Donald Trump scored in yesterday's primary in Indiana.
It was really a resounding victory for Trump, and it looks like that, you know, he has a very straightforward pathway to the nomination.
And Ted Cruz seems to agree, as Wally Hines reports.
It was a stunning announcement from Ted Cruz.
With a heavy heart, but with boundless optimism for the long-term future of our nation, we are suspending our campaign.
Cruz suffering a double-digit loss to Donald Trump in Indiana.
What Ted did is really a very brave thing to do, and a great thing to do, because we want to bring unity to the Republican Party.
Trump praising Cruz as a tough competitor and adding he is now setting his sights on Hillary Clinton.
His correspondent Wally Hines reporting a private survey finds U.S. companies added jobs at the slowest pace in 3 years last month. It's a sign that slower growth could help drag down hiring. Payroll processor ADP says businesses added 156,000 jobs in April, down from 194,000 added in the month of March. The U.S. trade deficit fell in March to the lowest level in 16 months as imports plunged by the largest amount since the depths of the recession 7 years ago.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit narrowed to $40.4 billion, a nearly 14% drop from February. It was the smallest trade gap since November 2014. Exports dipped 0.9% to $176.6 billion. Meanwhile, imports fell 3.6% to $217.1 billion as American demand for everything from autos to computers and toys fizzled.
It's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More of these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
The Afghan president has called for drug smugglers and producers to be crushed for causing his country's addiction problems.
It was in late 2014 that the government decided to try relocating heroin addicts from under bridges in Kabul into a new center in Camp Phoenix, now named the Center for Rehabilitation and Hope. President Ghani praised addicts and their families for having the courage to accept the problem and approach the facility. They'll receive vocational training and a strict cold turkey regime to get them to abandon drugs.
As the BBC's Charles de Havilland reporting, students are returning to class in Detroit after teachers who called out sick for 2 days received assurances from the financially struggling district that they will continue to be paid. A spokeswoman for the district says all schools are open today except for one that was shut down by a power outage. The teachers are returning to work. Their union is sparring with lawmakers at the very same time. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former judges and top legal officials are calling on the Florida Supreme Court to impose life sentences on some 400 people now awaiting execution on death row.
Three former state Supreme Court justices and two former presidents of the American Bar Association are among those filing a legal brief in a case that could determine the fate of Florida's death penalty. In January, the U.S. Supreme Court declared Florida's death penalty sentencing law unconstitutional, prompting the state Supreme Court to halt two executions and Florida lawmakers to overhaul the law. But the Florida Supreme Court has yet to decide what should happen to those sentenced to death under the previous sentencing scheme.
Correspondent Rich Thomason, the University of Ohio, has agreed to pay $712,000 to a former football player, says he had concussions that led to a permanent brain injury. A former offensive lineman, Cody Silk, said in a lawsuit that Bowling Green State University's coaches ignored his pleas. This is Town Hall.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 4th of May, and it's 8:05 in the morning and 30 seconds. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In the weather today, Bad Bob is... I'm just going to throw it at you, buddy.
Cloudy and gray skies today. Showers and thunderstorms. In fact, looks like we've got a little thunderstorm activity moving up the valley as we look at the KCNR radar. That's going to continue throughout today and tomorrow, and then occasional rain showers as we head into Friday. Daytime highs hovering around the 80-degree mark, so call that somewhat muggy. Overnight lows will be in the 50s. Right now it is 62 degrees, and Reading in this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, with our customers are warm friends, it's a veteran-owned business, local business right here in town. Gives senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793 is how you get a hold of them. Chuck and Judy Kinney. Chuck's on his way back to Vietnam. It's about the fourth time there. He's going. He takes other Vietnam vets back there. He was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. They're great people. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015. And they are just very professional and treat everybody like family. Martin is a great guy. Again, this is another veteran-owned business right here in town. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you've got emergencies, they can fix it, whatever it is. They came out to our house on a regular basis twice a year, make sure the air ducts are cleaned out and the filters are changed and all that kind of stuff, and just to make sure everything's right. Can't get any better than that. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right. If it's the first Wednesday of the month, we have started a new thing here with our Economic Development Corporation. So, good morning, Hope Seth.
Good morning, Carl.
And you have somebody in the studio that you want to introduce.
Absolutely. We have Tony Giovanello, and he's the new Shasta EDC president.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, it's great to be here, Carl. Thanks so much.
Well, you know what? First of all, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I've actually lived in the area for 19 years.
Okay.
However, I haven't been around very much because I'm one of those 4 million air milers who stayed in hotels 150 nights a year. So I lived here but wasn't very active in the community. I retired a couple of years ago, and I realized that the reason why I retired was from the traveling, not because I didn't like to work. And when I saw this opportunity, I thought it was a great way to use my experience. And
well, what was your experience before? I mean, what did you do before? I mean, you've traveled that much.
I'd worked for large technology companies and supply chain companies,
okay.
Names that you would know would be AT&T or NCR, companies like that.
Mm. Okay. So you like Reading then?
Been here for 19 years.
Been here for 19 years, and so we don't have to convince you that, you know, the 120-degree summers are just a figment of your imagination. So.
Well, you know, my wife actually is fifth-generation Shasta County, so she's got deep roots, and we've got a lot of family here.
All right. Okay. So, well, that's good then. So there's no surprises. All right. Hope, you are in charge of the, the venture groups, not venture groups, I should say, but the...
Shasta Venture Hub.
The Shasta Venture Hub, but also entrepreneurial stuff right there for our EDC. you have been on before and brought some great people in here, that when people think that we don't have a little tech revolution going on, they're absolutely wrong.
That's right. They are.
They are wrong.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
That's right.
And one of the things that we've been working on for the last 4 years is really how do we show what is here? How do we discover it? But then also how do we begin to show the community what is here and support it?
Okay. And you've had a one time you had kind of like a group of people, entrepreneurs, getting together for a little contest.
Yeah, Startup Weekend.
Startup Weekend. Are we going to have more of those?
We are. We have one planned in October.
Okay. Good. By that time, I'll have come up with something by then. Something everybody needs.
You have a few ideas in your back pocket, I think.
Yeah, I got a few now and here. Now and then. I get Bob. I give Bob this idea. Bob's my tech guy. I say, Bob, what do you think of this? And he goes, and he turns around and walks off.
So, you throw out enough ideas. The whole idea of blind hogs and acorns.
There you go. I mean, you can put 1,000 monkeys in a room with 1,000 computers, and guess what you get? Absolutely nothing. Okay. Tony.
Yes.
You've got a lot of stuff on your plate.
And it's fun stuff because, you know, I lived here for 19 years but didn't really have a view into the community. When I walked in on April 4th, I got to visit a lot of the businesses, talk to a lot of the investors in EDC, and then also a lot of the city people in Shasta Lake Anderson and Redding, and also the council people and the board of supervisors. And I saw a tremendous commitment on everybody's part, and that made it really exciting for me.
Okay. Everybody is committed, I think, for growth. I think that a lot of it, if I can say this, I'm sure they want growth, but they're going to have to change their methods of doing it someplace along the line with city, with how we do things. We have to make – this is just a feeling I get from a lot of people is that – really how business-friendly is the intricate bureaucracy of the city and the county. Have you heard that at all?
Well, I've heard that, but my experience in the last 30 days is that they're very proactive, and they've been very willing to compete in the landscape with the other geographies that want these businesses.
Great. Okay, so your job is to bring business up here.
Well, it's really threefold. Right?
Okay.
We're trying to recruit companies, help companies that are here expand, and then retain companies that are here.
Okay. Now, how do you – with California is not an easy state to lure businesses into. I mean, this is everything I read. You know, they're always at the bottom of the bottom of the pile when it comes to business. I mean, you look at CEOs and I mean, you just look at all of surveys. California's not an easy place to do business in and to bring businesses in. What's your do you have a 4 or 5 piece strategy or just a simple strategy to try to have them locate back up here?
I do, but I'd also like to preface it with an understanding that a lot of people don't have, and that is with all the challenges that we hear about in California, we have the most manufacturing companies in California, companies that are here in California are actually more profitable than companies outside of California.
Okay.
A lot of it is because we have resources and we have a marketplace. So,
well, that's good to know. Yeah, I mean, there's on the other side of it is as bad as it is by what people think and all the regulations and all that. We still have more manufacturing here, more jobs, and we have the world's large eighth largest economy in the world comes out of California. So that is a definite plus. Sometimes we forget that. We're here with Tony Giovanello. Did I get close?
Perfect.
Oh, okay. And Hope Seth. Oh, you know what? I like this guy already. Economic Development Corporation has just taken over from Mark LaSalle, who is happily retired at this point. I think I saw a photo of Mark someplace with doing something that had nothing to do with work. He's hang gliding or doing something like that, right? We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
For Congress 2016. With my experience in business development, I will focus on bringing jobs here. I know how to build jobs. In fact, I am the only candidate in this race that has successfully negotiated on multiple occasions contracts with a Fortune 250 company to land many jobs here in Chico. It's a model that can be replicated across the entire North State. I know how to do it. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of focus and a lot of discipline. But I will do that. I believe your congressman needs to be actively working with companies to bring those jobs to the North State.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message because the North State deserves higher paying jobs.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It's Lady Bod and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge and Wind River Resort and Casino Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. We'll have a night of jazz and fun with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and special guest Lou White from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Lady Bod and the Bluebirds, Romance on the River, Cinco de Mayo style, May 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda took off. She had appointments here today, but she ran off after meeting our guest and all that and ran out with her hair on fire trying to get things done. Her parents are coming into town, and the big thing she's got going is, of course, is tomorrow night we're out at Wind River at Elements Lounge, Cinco de Mayo, and she's out there with her band, and it's going to be a great night out there in the Elements Lounge. She's got a lot of things, different things planned. You can go out there, Romance on the River, get great, great menu selections out there, plus have a great time listening to Linda and her band out there, just, you know, singing and jazz and but other songs, all different types of songs going to be tomorrow night at Elements. But it's going to be kind of crowded, so you better get a reservation. 243-3377. Tell them you want a reservation for Elements Lounge. Tell them you want to be up front. And the lounge is, you know, it's got limited seating, so you want to make sure you're going to have room there. Again, at Wind River Elements Lounge, Linda, Lady Bot, and the Bluebirds are going to be out there tomorrow. Hey, I'm here with Tony Giovanello, who is the new CEO, I guess?
EDC president.
EDC president, Economic Development Corporation president. And, of course, Hope Smith, Seth, who is in charge of their entrepreneurial division out there in the Shasta Venture Hub. Great. And we're going to, like we said, we're going to circle back to you, Hope, because a lot of stuff's been happening. But I want to go back to Tony here, because you've got obviously a very positive outlook. There were times Mark said he's put his head down and cried out there, and it's people don't seem to realize that when you want to lure, not lure, but you want to, you're talking to, in landing a company, large company here. This is not like, it doesn't take a year to do this. This is like a multi-year project. Is this correct?
That is. It's a multi-year project. And, of course, if they're going to build a new facility, you know, that could even lengthen it more depending on what kind of business it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been big changes. Mark did a great job with the team in reorienting the strategy. Obviously, Hope talks a lot about what we're doing with startups. But the traditional give business cards out at a trade show is a little different now.
We're just going to move that up a little bit.
So basically, now we've stepped back and said, who are the best possible targets? Mm-hmm. Well, the best possible targets are companies that are already in California, because you talked about regulation.
Yeah, absolutely. They're already used to it.
They're used to it. There are marketplaces here, okay? There are a lot of companies in Oakland, Silicon Valley, San Francisco, where technology companies are growing so rapidly, real estate and the workforce is being consumed. So these smaller manufacturers that have been in business for a long time, they can't grow. And believe it or not, the economy is starting to grow. So we've put together an approach where we're targeting. We've profiled these companies, and we're targeting them directly, and we're starting to have some good response.
Okay. And, you know, years ago, and Hope's heard my story 1,000 times, I talked to a guy that relocated his business up here. There's like 10 people, but it's he uses, you know, it's a tech kind of company, and he builds things. He said he's down there in a kind of an industrial park with, you know, it's like almost like a strip mall type thing. You've seen them down there in, sure, Orange County and all that. There's all these nice looking, but there's businesses, individual businesses in there. He says if somebody came down with, you know, with a slideshow, and were enthusiastic and went down from spot to spot to spot, he says you could have signed up everybody. He says, I came up here for all the reasons that everybody else comes up here. Beautiful place to live. He was from Wisconsin. He liked the trees and all that kind of stuff. Are we looking at smaller businesses, or are we just trying to target large groups?
No, I would say that in our current and new target profile, it's companies that hire between 20 and 120 people. They're really the best fit for us. And it is a misconception, I think, that the beauty of the area is our biggest draw. The reality is these companies are in business, okay, and they have needs. So they're looking at our resources. They're looking at our workforce, availability of water, how we deal with wastewater, you know, what kind of skill sets we have in the marketplace, you know, what are the logistics for the area versus the marketplaces they serve, right? So those are all key things. Now, if we happen to be looking very, very similar to somewhere else, the nice amenities around here can be a tiebreaker. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, let's talk about that then, the logistical, the infrastructure here. Sure. How's our infrastructure compare? We have 5.
Sure.
But what about the rest of it? We don't have a high-speed internet. We don't have anything like that.
Well, we're getting it in places like in our facility and using that to support startups. Being on 5 helps people serve markets from L.A. to Seattle, right, and even up into Canada, so that's good. Obviously, we're not near a major port, so we're not suitable for a distribution facility, but distribution jobs are not necessarily the highest-paying jobs, so that's okay. So I think we have that. We have limited rail, but we have availability of rail, and we've done a good job starting to build the air service, right? We've got the 3rd flight now with SkyWest to San Francisco. We've got the Penn Air flight to Portland, and there's ongoing work there. And the community at large is showing a commitment to the airlines that makes them feel comfortable about maybe doing more here. So
I think they've got over $1 million set aside to try and lure that L.A. flight in here.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Okay, so logistical infrastructure. Okay, let's talk about the trained workforce.
I think that is a little bit of a problem now, and it's going to become a bigger problem as we grow. You know, all the work that Hope is doing in the Venture Hub with startups, and we see other startups in the area. I didn't share this with you because last night I read a study that showed Reading startups, we were at 112% of the national average comparatively to other cities. So we have startup activity. The interesting thing is that our innovation is low because we don't have the education here. So that's a key thing that we need to work on.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Hope, what kind of education, Antonio, what kind of education are we talking about here? We're not talking about college degrees, are we? Are we talking about what kind of education?
Yeah, the education that really supports that innovation is is especially when you start dealing with tech hardware, R&D, those kind of things that are linked really to a major university, and some of the higher level of innovation. But we all know that innovation, there's plenty of innovation that happens without degrees. You look at Seabreacher, and you look at Technosoil, and you look at those things, and those didn't come from a high-level R&D research university. So innovation can still be part of our community.
Absolutely. Well, but the education side of it then, because I hear this all the time, and we don't have a University of California, nor are we going to get one, according to the Apollo Tunnel.
Right.
I have my comments on that, too, but not right now. So we're not going to get one here. But she did talk about they are kind of partnering up with different groups around here, and then the online campuses and all that kind of stuff. So when you say that we don't have the education, and I know what you just said, so it's not like you have to tie it to a college degree, but so much of it's going to be tech.
Right.
So we're talking about what coding. We're talking about people engineer types, even if it's not a 4-year degree. I mean, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll call it less formal education. We need the formal education to get the computer scientists and the software developers, engineers, if you would.
You can bring them in here, though.
Right. There's a lower level of people where we can, and in the startup world, velocity is very important. You know, people need to get to product to market very, very quickly. So there's a way to educate people in 3 months or 6 months or 9 months and get them into the workforce quickly so that they can contribute and actually earn some money.
Okay, so where do we train these people at?
Well, that's something we're working on. And there are other models in other cities that are working very well. We are actually engaged with those, and maybe Hope wants to comment on that because we had an event last week at the Venture Hub.
Okay. Lay it on me.
So one of the things right before when I came on last, we were bringing up Irma from Geekwise Academy and Bitwise Industries in Fresno, and they're one of the models that we've been looking at what they have done. And, you know, in the last 3 years, they have educated 2,500 individuals through their coding programs.
Okay.
They've spurred 100 startups. Millions and millions of dollars have gone into their economy just as a result of them beginning to focus on the tech education. And we just see that that's a great opportunity for our region as well.
We can do that here. Okay. And I think the possibilities are here. Faye Hall was here last time, too.
Right.
She's got her own coding school, which is a success, coding and education. So with the other one, too, lady coming in. Bob?
I was just thinking one of the big things, of course, is the growing maker movement and getting young people involved in, instead of when I was growing up, chisels and hammers and all that sort of thing, they're dealing with computers the size of a quarter and thinking outside these boxes, these industrial boxes, and coming up with products on a daily basis, and to nurture that generation is a big deal.
Absolutely, and we are really excited. We actually just took a tour of a makerspace that's getting ready to launch here in this region that's going to do just that. It's going to provide exposure and access to this type of technology that our makers need.
Yeah, one of the key roles of the EDC has to be facilitation. So understanding the resources that are out, like a makers organization, and tying it to companies that really need that don't have the capital to do it on their own.
We have we've got questions coming in here that are interesting. Do you all have? There's one of the questions is we need a college. I guess it would be a curriculum to compete with what Butte has. I'm not sure what classes are, but I guess here's my bottom line on this question would be: if you take a look at the type of classes that people that you all believe we need for our workforce. Is there a way that you can lean into Shasta and Simpson and other educational places over here and say, hey, look, you need to start offering these classes so we can start building our workforce?
Absolutely, and we're meeting with different people in these institutions. And as a matter of fact, last week I was out at Shasta College where they showed me equipment and a classroom set up to teach advanced manufacturing. That is going to be great to bring workers into the workforce, but it's also great to bring companies to that are here looking at how we're going to build skill sets.
There you go. And I think that if we can get that you can go in and you can approach these colleges, because 2 years of getting a lot of good training in coding, electronics, computers at that level will get people jobs, will get them so they can keep moving up.
Absolutely. And even something like a coding school where people are in the school for 6 months and can earn some money, their whistle is now wet. You know, they may want to go on and be a computer scientist.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Tony Giovanello.
Very good.
In Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation here. And let me just make some comments to my chat room here. Chat room, we can talk about some negative things here. Like, and we'll discuss this $15 an hour wage increase because that is going to have a huge impact on things. But we got to remember where we're talking about here. We're talking about on how do we bring people up here in a positive sense of how we can push this up here. They're already in California. They're already fighting this battle. How do we get them from wherever they are to where we want them, which is up here? Not maybe we don't need a huge factory with 1,000 jobs, but we could use like 10 different businesses with 100 jobs. That would be a great thing to do and watch them grow. And how do we get those young people back into here and bring them in here so that when our kids graduate and they go off to college, they want to come back to jobs? We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Reading Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed events held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Get your advance tickets to the barbecue steak feed and dance kicking off the rodeo on Saturday, May 14th. Go to readingrodeo.com. Click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016, May 18th through the 21st at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It is 27 minutes into the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 4th of May. 64 degrees going up to 79 today, but it looks like rain out there, ominous clouds, as we've said, on the horizon.
We'll taper off about midday and then continued unsettled for the next couple of days. Could see some good-sized thunder boomers over the next 3-4 days.
Okay. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. They're a veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yep, man's last stronghold there. And then after you're finished with getting a haircut, then you wander on down to Classic Cafe and see Millie and Kathy down there. It's like a mini museum, and they support our veteran community so much. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, great place to go, best haircuts ever. All right, I'm here with Tony Giovanello. And who is the new president of the Economic Development Corporation. Of course, Hope Seth, who is just our favorite entrepreneur techie here in Reading, who just keeps building and building things. I'm just surprised as that, you know, that when I'm walking down the street, I just don't see, like, little drones running around. You know, and I know you're thinking about it, you know, flying over, you know, saying hello, making sure you're okay.
Delivering coffee.
Tony, $15. Yeah, I know. Don't even go there. $15 in Reading, they'd be, you know. I shouldn't say this. I can just see a bunch of them up there, and I'm just thinking of like clay pigeons going across, you know, my backyard, and I'm sitting up there watching them. Tony, $15 an hour wage.
Yeah, it takes away or minimizes a little bit of an advantage that we had. The jobs we're focused on, primarily manufacturing and technical jobs, typically pay higher, but there are some starting roles in those companies where the pay was in the, you know, $11, $12, $13 range. And that was an advantage that we had because people in the Bay Area, as an example, they had to be paid more than that just to exist or pay for their two-hour commute, the cost of doing that, right? So, but it, you know, the reality is we have a playing field. And we're going to play on it. The reality is everybody else is dealing with it, too.
Everybody's got the same thing here.
Yep.
Stillwater. Mm-hmm. Just let me throw that one out here.
Sure.
I'm not a longtime resident here, only 9 years. That doesn't even count for a lot of people. Or 8 years. Stillwater has been in my lexicon since I've been here. There's nothing out on Stillwater, I think, except a strawberry farm now. And it took 5 or 6 years to get in there. What do you tell people about Stillwater?
Well, we tell them it's a great place where they can do shovel-ready construction and that we've got various lot sizes out there that are available and that it's in proximity to the airport and proximity to the freeway and that as a community we're really interested and motivated to have people move in there.
Do we offer, like, discounts for people that want to build? Like, hey, if you take this and you bring in a business and you're going to hire 50 people, you don't have, you know, we're going to pay you low taxes for the next 5 years.
Yeah, every situation is different, and there's a combination of state and local incentives. It depends to some degree whether it's a company coming from outside the state or a company coming from inside the state. And then the other thing that's important is what resources are they going to use and what resources do we have are available to us at low cost. So we look at each instance individually, and we put together the best possible package, understanding that we're competing with other areas of the state and the country. Yeah.
What do you say our chances are up here now? I mean, I know how hard Mark and Hope worked. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, really, I mean, reaching out, going out everywhere. And and some of it was probably below the surface, or a lot of times you lay the foundation for later on. But, you know, we had so many times that, oh, this guy was going to come, this company was coming in, or this company was coming in, and then they would just, you know, fritter away.
Right.
And that was realizing that when you're got dealing with international companies or companies that are national, that something that happens in, you know, Muskegee, Oklahoma could have an impact on what's happening here.
Well, and, you know, for a number of years, the economy was moving sideways. There were a lot of things happening politically with rules and regulations, even nationally, that made uncertainty part of the equation in the decision-making process. The good news is that we're actually seeing the economy generally start to rebound. We're seeing businesses locally and other places grow. When you grow, you know, you need larger facilities, right? So we're going to get at-bats, but we need to know that everybody else is going after those same opportunities.
What business do you think, when you look at it, and you've lived here now, because I can ask you this because you've lived here 19 years, what business does you think would do well here in Reading? Well, if somebody was just sitting out there with, you know, some money and an entrepreneurial, you know, bent, what business would go well here?
A coding school, as we talked. But, no, I think...
Yeah, we're working on that one.
You know, we're seeing back office operations where they're taking on some of the functions that had previously resided in very expensive corporate headquarters and expensive cities. We're seeing that. We're seeing...
When you say back office, what do you mean by that?
It could be inside sales, payroll, receivables, some IT functions, things like that.
All right.
We're also seeing opportunities where companies outside the country who want to get a full foothold in the U.S. marketplace are tapping into resources, even in Reading, to set up shop and pursue that.
Examples of that, would you say? When you say out of, can we talk about that?
Yeah, so there's companies, for instance, down in Palm Springs, the Coachella iHub that we went down and took a tour of. They have really set it up so that specifically created relationships with France, so that French companies that are looking to get a foothold here on the West Coast market could come in, set up a hub within their incubator and their innovation center, and begin to help forge those relationships so that those companies can come here and grow.
Cool. I like that, because we got to bring people in here. You know, we have got one of the biggest, I guess, attractions to people from other countries sitting right here in Reading called Bethel. Is Bethel have what kind? Are we mining the resources of Bethel?
Absolutely.
And you know what I mean. I don't mean that in a bad sense, but I mean you've got people coming from all over the world. And a lot of them come here with very successful businesses in their background.
We have that, and there are a lot of people that are engaged with Bethel that seem to have an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, I would say at least half of the startups and half of those that I work with have come here for Bethel. They're either there currently in the school, or that after they graduated, they decided they wanted to stay here and build something. And so I'm very connected into, they have a business, an actual business component at Bethel for those students. And when I say students, we're not talking about 18 to 20-year-olds.
We're talking
about 18 to 60-year-olds who come with all kinds of experience and education and skill sets. And so I work real closely with them in identifying who are those people who would want to be here and want to build a company here.
Okay.
The interesting thing about that is some startups can actually start wherever they want. So those people are actually and can be attracted by the amenities that we have here.
All right. And the one of the things I always wanted, if I had the wherewithal to do it, was to put a contest nationally and just say the top 20 people that come up with the best idea, or 10 people, that come up with the best idea that's put in through our people here, you know, that's vetted through, you know, all different types, you get free office space, free electricity, mentors, kind of like you started with the Venture Hub, and that you have people compete and they come here, and the only key onto it is that if you find something here that works, that it stays here, and you know at least for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I know you're starting something like that, but I would just like to see, you know, that would be cool, you know, so they can at least, and some 19-year-old that's in his garage has this next Yahoo or something, or Facebook. Is that something that cities can do, or people can do, entrepreneurs in the town could do to attract people?
Yeah, I think, you know, we pretty much can do anything, right? We've got to just rally the private and public community. The key is making sure that you have all the tools available for a startup. Some of that includes investment capital, as an example, right? And there is some of that that's developing in the area, which is exciting. But having the workforce is important, and all those things to surround them so that they feel they can be successful here.
When people come here, as the city council has just voted 5-0 to put a raise in the taxes here, on the sales tax, a half cent on the sales tax for public safety. Mm-hmm. Is public safety a concern to businesses?
Well,
it's probably not. I mean, I read kind of like you said, it's kind of like, It'd be kind of like the trees. You know, that's part of it. But
it is interesting. I read a report last night, which you haven't seen because it was late last night, and one of it had a criteria there for quality of life. And you would think with the environment that we have here and the recreational opportunities that we would rate very high. We actually rated lower on the scale, but then right below it was property crime and violent crime, and the crime compared to the other cities was higher, and I think that pushes on the way people view the other things that we have.
Well, that, and I think the other thing, too, is health, and the people dying of disease and smoking and all those kind of things are all added in that quality of life. But you're right, though, but for us, it's a percentage. If it goes up 3, for us, that's a large percentage. I mean, when you get into things like murder. Oh, there's been, you know, there's been 6 murders. Well, when you only have 3 a year and now you've got 6, that's, you know, it's up that much. However, you're right, though, because when you look at quality of life, companies got to look at that. Mm-hmm. We're talking about moving their people there or, you know, do they want to live there?
Well, one thing I'd like to add is that we don't have to be perfect. We just have to be better than the people we're competing with. So we need to keep that in mind. It's very easy to say that, you know, things aren't. You know, things could be better, et cetera, and it's really affecting us. The reality is it probably doesn't affect us as much as the perception would tell you.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Over there on Eureka Way and also a Court Street there. They've got it all, including a unique saltwater pool facility that if you're working out, that you want to save some wear and tear on your ligaments, joints, and bones, get into the pool. Use resistance training there. Linda uses it, and it just works outstanding for her. Moving into that to help take care of injuries that I've had over the last 40 or 50 years. But it takes a lot of pressure off your joints and yet still gives you a great workout. That and much more at Wellgate Sports Club. Bohem Spa's there. And the people that work there are just, you know, really care about the people that belong to the club. They have every type of weightlifting and machines that you could possibly want. Everything at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call, 768-1205, or better yet, just stop in there and talk to them. I'll be right back with our EDC, Economic Development Corporation.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
I think one of the major frustrations with people going to the big box store and trying to pick out their window coverings for their home is really hard to pick something out in the light any place but your own home. Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs, and we'll put together something that's going to fit within your budget and give you just what you're looking for. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds as a whole, there's approximately 1,100 franchises across the United States and Canada. So we have a lot of pull with manufacturers. A big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered. If the dog ate them or if the roof caved in, for whatever that reason might be, you're covered. My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Join me this Mother's Day at View 202 on the Veranda. Hi, this is Linda Bott. May 8th is Mother's Day, so bring your mom and the family for a special Mother's Day brunch overlooking the beautiful Sacramento River from 10 to 4. There will be special prices for seniors and children. Make a great Mother's Day memory this May 8th with jazz on the veranda with the Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble and a very special Mother's Day brunch menu. Call View 202 for reservations today at 226-8439.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 minutes until the hour of 9 here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 64 degrees, going up to 79 today. It's muggy out there because we should be getting rain today, maybe tapering off this afternoon, but then heavier rains tomorrow coming in. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, better known business, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, you can't find better jewelry than at Four Winds Jewelry. Linda goes down there. The estate jewelry selection they have is just outstanding. They have it all. And the gemologist who can not only design those rings or baubles that you are going to fall in love with, he then builds them. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Go down and see Rebecca. See what kind of stuff they have there. Have a great time. And just enjoy the types of jewelry and the service and ambiance you have at Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Tony Giovanello, who is the president, new president of the EDC, taking over from Mark LaSalle, who is happily, who knows what he's doing out there with his, what he used to do? He used to do a pit. He used to jump off cliffs or something like that with, what was that, what do you call those things? Hang gliders. Didn't he used to hang glide?
Paraglide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, Hope Seth heads up the entrepreneurial group over at EDC. Somebody asked how the EDC is funded. 40 private businesses plus the three cities that you all impact on up here.
And the county.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess here in the last segment we have here is that the optimism that we as a city, and sometimes people lose that optimism, and they see the problems in front of them instead of what's beyond that fence. Is that something you run into a lot?
Of course, but it's like anything else. You can't just stop what you're doing. You got to learn from what's happening, understand the environment, adapt, and move forward and try and run faster than everybody else.
What is it? Innovate, adapt, and overcome. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, that's what you have to do.
Sure.
Hope, you've got established all types of things since you've been here. And you get involved in a lot of stuff. The Venture Hub. How many people? You got a lot of people there.
Yeah. So currently we have 15 co-working members. And what a co-working member is that is someone who is working perhaps a freelancer, or perhaps they're telecommuting, or perhaps they work from home and they're just looking for another office space. And maybe they want to get out of a coffee shop. They want to have a little bit more focus, conference rooms, be able to use the conference rooms or any of our video conferencing equipment. And they can come in and be a member. It's open 24/7, and they can come and go as they need to. So we have 15 of those members, and then we have 5 offices in our incubator space. And the incubator space is really for companies who may be later stage in their product development. Maybe they're working on a technology company or a consumer product of something that could be innovative, and they come in for 12 to 18 months, we begin to put some resources around them, such as mentoring, working on their marketing, their business plan, and really help to see them launched within 12 to 18 months out into the community.
Oh, that's great. Now, you've got some events happening here in the next, month?
We do, yes. So next week actually is a community-wide co-working day. So on Tuesday, anyone listening even could come in and just work. If they wanted to come and work for the day, use our really fast Wi-Fi. We're open from 8 to 5 on that Tuesday at 4300 Caterpillar Road. And they'd be welcome to come join us. So that's co-working day.
Okay.
We also have a pitch breakfast. And pitch breakfast is where if someone has an idea that they've been working on and they want to come and pitch it to our startup community to get feedback, I work with them to help get their pitch ready. And then we have two pitches. And it's just a great opportunity to work on their pitch, get some feedback, potentially meet some mentors. Sometimes we have investors there in the audience as well. And it's working to help get the ideas launched.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's part of, again, growing what we have here.
Yeah.
Like this.
And we have one more thing coming up that's really exciting. And we are partnering with Catalyst. So Catalyst is Reading's young professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're partnering with Catalyst and our local tech community to have a national day of civic hacking. And it's not the cause that kind of hacking which everyone one thinks of,
it's kind of cool.
Kind of tech kind of. So creating a technology or something that's going to benefit our community. So this is happening all over the United States in a variety of many cities. And we're coming together, and we actually have asked Larry Volpel with the City of Reading, Brent Weaver, they're part of the team, and really going, what does the city need? What can we do? What can we give back to the community as a tech community? What can we give back that can improve something in our city? So we're real excited to do that. That's going to be
cool.
June 4th.
Okay. Bob, you're sitting over there with your microphone
just
turned on.
An observation that before it took on the bad connotation, a hacker was somebody who was proficient, and it didn't necessarily have to be a computer. It was somebody who was very proficient. They knew how to work a system. Now, of course, it's taken on different connotations, but a lot of hackers wear white hats and do so very proudly.
Mm-hmm. And cool. I think where the hacking came about this time is because what cities are doing all over the nation is they're opening up their data. They're actually opening up their data to the tech community saying, can you take this data and create something that will be beneficial with it?
I like that. So who knows, to come up with different apps or things like that would be make life easier for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have some good ideas.
Well, I tell you what, here's Reading Rodeo guys. Came into it. They decided to use electronic tickets after last year, and they had a whole bunch of people lined up to get tickets, and they couldn't get them in to the will call. So now they're doing electronic tickets this year. They just get them, put them on your phone or whatever.
Yeah, it hangs a barcode on your phone display.
And then you just go up and you just walk through.
That's right. You know, one of the ideas that came about for this day was, the way of reporting something. If you see graffiti, if you see a shopping cart, if you want to volunteer for anything, what we're going to be creating is a way for you to easily notify the city versus having to go to their website or pick up the phone. You can snap a picture of it, automatically send it, and then not only can you just say what the problem is, we'll actually give you an opportunity to be part of the solution to help clean it up and to volunteer. So we're real excited about what this is going to look like.
Cool. I like it. So it's good. You know, there's so much that the technology community can do, but there's, again, when you get people that are on, that don't quite understand it, it becomes a problem in positions of power.
Well, and sometimes we're so focused on our day-to-day activities.
Oh, yeah.
A situation like that where all of a sudden you have access to resources and skill sets, but they also have a different vantage point. They're coming at it from a different perspective. There's an opportunity for growth, right?
Absolutely. Bill, we just got a couple minutes left, so we'll let you have a final word here.
Sure.
About things you like to see or do as a new president of the Economic Development Corporation.
Well, I'm very excited about the opportunities I'm seeing and participating in activity that isn't generally visible. You know, a lot of times when we are talking to companies and things like that, it can't be disclosed because, they're worried about their employee base, et cetera. They may be talking to other locations. So, you know, there's things going on, and hopefully some of those will come to fruition. It's hard to determine whether that will happen, but there's activity, and there's more activity now than there's been for years. So I think the economy coming back and the new targeting is great. The other thing I have to say is on the startup side, Hope's doing a great job, but the community itself is growing because the Venture Hub was like the only place in November. Now there are other companies, private companies, who are out there to try and support startups. So they must see the opportunity. Our job may morph into how to facilitate getting the right people with the right resources so that it can grow at a faster rate.
Well, that's good, too, because it's economic development.
Sure.
It doesn't make any difference really where it comes from as long as it's done in an honorable manner. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks. Tony Giovanello is with us along with Hope Seth. Tony, of course, is the new president of the EDC, and Hope is head of the entrepreneurial group over there in Shasta Venture Hub. And we really appreciate this. First Wednesday of each month, we're going to come in here and talk about things that are going on in our business community in a positive sense. And there are a lot of things going in a positive sense. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Trish Clark here, and I'm sure Trish is going to have her thoughts about what happened in the Indiana primary.
She
we're going to discuss
a comment or two about
maybe one or two. Then we're going to talk about the half-cent increase, proposed tax increase here in town for public safety and what that means and all the ramifications behind that. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. To everything, there is a season. And for the Republican Party, Chairman Reince Priebus says this is a season for healing.
We need time to unify, and we will unify, but this is what today starts, which is this unification process.
His remarks on CBS this morning follow Donald Trump's victory in Indiana and Ted Cruz dropping out of the race. Rumblings that some within the GOP are so turned off by Trump that in a Trump-Clinton matchup, they might actually vote for Hillary. That doesn't seem to bother Trump.
Those people can go away and maybe come back in 8 years after we serve two terms. But honestly, there are some people I really don't want.
From NBC's Today Show, John Kasich is still in the race, but he has won just one state. Bernie Sanders got past Hillary Clinton in Indiana, but she's far ahead in the Democratic delegate race. Still, Sanders insisting he's in it to win it.
Why should I drop out? We just won.